I invite those that are able to please rise for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather the elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth and to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth. This generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. And if he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. This is the gospel of our Lord. I think several of you know that I met my husband-to-be when I was quite young. I met Jeff when I was 16. We were married 6 days after I turned 19. And as a young bride, well, I wasn't always as well prepared as I could have been. You know, in that ancient time when I was married, there wasn't very many dishwashers in apartments. So I would come home from work and I would cook a meal, and not being as prepared as I perhaps should have been, I would neatly stack those dishes up on the side of the sink. Well, the next day would come and go, and that stack might have grown a little bit taller. You know what was so interesting is Jeff's parents. They were lovely, caring people. But you know, they lived up in Indiana and we were all the way down in Florida. But the doorbell would ring. And who would be at the door when we opened it? My in-laws. There for a couple weeks stay. And I'd panic and think, how fast can I go grab the dirty dishes and hide them under the sink? But you know, as loving as they were, they'd come in, they'd give us a big hug, sit down and visit, and then she'd say, hey, Jody, let's go do those dishes. A kind and loving mother-in-law. Our reading today, we're going to dwell on a parable in this that talks about being ready, being alert, keeping alert to what's really important in our lives. Well, that is what really matters. This is the last conversation of Jesus given to his disciples only hours before his execution. And these words of Jesus, they challenge the disciples to be alert, to stay awake for his second coming, this earth-shaking event at some undetermined time. He promises that he will return as the Son of Man, coming in clouds with great power and great glory to gather his people from the ends of the earth and bring them to his kingdom. The danger is at the disciples. They just might miss what is truly important. You know, they might be distracted as well by all the things that were going on in their day-to-day lives. So Jesus tells them, keep awake. You know, we too face the same challenge here at Advent and begin our journey through the wild weeks of decorating, of shopping, of partying, maybe even concert going. Jesus is going to be coming soon. Maybe not in this earth-shaking second coming, because we don't know when that's coming, but in a personal arrival that is every bit as important to each and every one of you. Jesus will be coming to speak to us in words of Scripture that have eternal power. Jesus says, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my words will not pass away. He'll be coming to gather his people into a community that knows his everlasting salvation, a community that stretches from the ends of the earth to the end of heaven. He'll be coming to see if we're ready, if we're alert, ready for his arrival, living in a way that is focused on his will and his way. The challenge for us is to keep awake. Awake for the coming of the Lord this Advent season. There's a wonderful illustration, I think, that talks about this so well. There is a Lake Como in northern Italy, and there was a visitor over there, and he was walking along the side of this lake, and he came upon this great big huge castle with these magnificent gardens. Well, the gardener let him in and showed him around a bit, and the tourist asked him, does the owner ever visit the castle? No. Well, does he ever write you? No, he doesn't. Well, when was the last time he visited? 12 years ago. Well, who gives you your instructions? His agent in Milan? Well, does he ever come? Never, said the gardener. So then, who comes here? And the gardener says, I am here almost always alone, except for the occasional tourist. And the tourist said, you keep this garden in such perfect and pristine condition, just as though you expect the master to come tomorrow. And the old gardener quickly replied, today, sir, today. He was ready for his master that very moment of that day. How do we stay ready and stay alert? We begin by listening carefully to the words of Jesus, the words that are sometimes hard to hear in the noise of the holidays. I want to admit something to you. Thursday evening, 7 o'clock, I went to Walmart. I wanted to be in the noise of the holidays. I went to buy nothing. I went to be with the people. And I saw some of you there. And there was this joyful noise. And of course, it was so early after the holidays and the lines were very long. But people hadn't waited very long. So they were still filled with this joy. This anticipation. Jesus said, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. We're called to self-denial, even in this season of rich food and lavish gifts. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all, and servant of all, says Jesus. Glory and power, they're going to be found in serving others. even as we focus on the fun and the festivities of the holiday. Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." This emphasis on childlike faith, it's a very important antidote to this increasing complexity of the season, in which we all seem to do more, to try more, to buy more. Receive Jesus with childlike faith. In a very few words, that's what Advent is all about. It's also important for us to remain connected to the community that Jesus intends to gather when he returns. Christian faith is a team sport, just like that game on TV yesterday. Christian faith is a team sport. And it's critical for us to continue to get together to worship, to fellowship, to serve, and even have fun together. In an overscheduled holiday season, it can be tempting to skip worship and head to the mall, or choose perhaps a concert over a small group meeting. But Jesus wants us to remain connected in community, where we will be awake to his arrival. "You do not know when the master of the house will come," he predicts, "in the evening, at midnight, when the cock crows, or at dawn." Remain connected in the community. That is the best position to be in to see Jesus. And it is so important for us to remember to be alert, to be ready for his arrival, living in a way that is in line with Christ's way, Christ's will. We should be the same, living every day as though it were our last day, doing our best to trust Jesus, love God, and love our neighbor. Fact is, you know, we don't know when our lives will end, just as we don't know the timing of the second coming of Jesus Christ. The best approach is to be alert to Christ's will, living every day with faith and love. Jesus says, "What I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." These words come to us from the last conversation of Jesus Christ. And it's like a message in a bottle that's come down through the centuries to remind us what truly matters. Billy Graham once told a story about being prepared for an unexpected meeting with our Maker. It's a story about a little boy named Paul Haley, 6 years old, from Denver, dying of cancer. Well, Paul's story was in the newspaper, and the president at that time was Dwight Eisenhower. And somehow he read that article, and he decided the next time he was out in that part of the country, he was going to get in his presidential limo and pull up to the front of their house. So there they were. Dwight got out of his limo and he came up to the door and he knocked on the door. And the dad, Don, opened the door and he saw this neatly well-dressed stranger. And he said, "Can I help you?" And the president reached out his hand and he says, "Hi, I'm Dwight Eisenhower. May I meet your son?" The little boy came up to him, right along next to his dad's legs, and peeked around the corner. That last wish, to meet the President of the United States. And Dwight took him out to the presidential limo and invited him to come inside and sit down and see all the gadgets that were enclosed. And when they were finished, Dwight shook his hand and gave him a big hug when he ran back up to the house. All the while, Don, the dad, stood at the doorway just awestruck. Don often talked about how unprepared he was to meet the President of the United States. He says, "I was standing there in old jeans and a dirty t-shirt as the most important man in the world shook my hand. If I had only known, I would have been prepared." As Christians, we know that the most important person in the entire universe is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who will someday personally stop by our lives, and he's going to offer to show us the place where he lives. Would each one of us have on this robe of righteousness and lips prepared to say, "It's good to see you, Lord. I've been expecting you." So as we begin to prepare for the Advent season, may you receive Jesus in a childlike faith. May you remain connected in community. And may you live every day as though it were your last, in line with Christ's will and Christ's way. Amen.